Blog Talk Radio.
This is the kid. Calls me 59 days in a row, wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in the dictionary on our persistence, kid.
Yeah.
Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control, okay?
Good afternoon, traders! And welcome to another podcast on Blog Talk Radio. This is Traders Network Live Podcast Power Hour. Your host with the most, Michael Hall, a.k.a. the Wolf of NASDAQ, a.k.a. Mr. Steal Your Girl, a.k.a. all I do is bank. So right now we have our great equity feed up and running. If you're looking for good data, good charts, good level 2, good everything, check out equityfeed.com. And also, my favorite new broker, the short stocks, especially penny stocks, is Cobra Trading. You can check them out over in CobraTrading.com. So, I am still holding 1,000 shares of CTIC at 275. I did not expect this to open lower. I'm holding it. Right now, it sits at 269 with an ask of 270. If this goes down to around the 264 range, I'm going to buy another 2,000 shares. I'm just going to add to my position. I think this is going to go higher in the few days to come. Here's a runner right here that I missed, but one of my students banked on this earlier today. 411 to 420. That was his range. Great trade. He's learning how to trade the Hedge Street way. If you're learning, if you want to take your training to the next level, check me out. HedgeStreetTrading.com. Add me to Skype in the description below. You pretty much add me, short pinks. I will take your trading to the next level. I'm looking to buy Gurn right here. It is at 410. It asks us 411. I'm looking for 40. I'm looking probably around 407, 405 range. I don't have an order in yet, but when I do, I'll let you know. Now, this company I'm sitting here to talk about right now just pisses me off. You have no idea. As all of you know, if you follow me on Twitter, you follow me on Stock Twitch, you're actually a member of Hedge Street Training, you know I love Plug. I traded this heavily for the last 2 years. I made a lot of money trading Plug. But the company, is that doing business right ethically? They're promising shareholder stuff they can't even do. Before 2015 even started, their guidance was 150 mil for the year. And before the year started, they lowered it real quick for 2015. It went from 150 to 100. Now, is it even going to be 100? You know what I mean? Then, they had a conference call in January saying the earnings were going to be on February 26th. Well, we're in March right now. Are those earnings happening? No. No, they're not. I'm looking at their site right now. I think they're on the 17th, I believe, of this month. Let me check it out real quick. Any merch, you're an asshole. I don't care. You're destroying shareholders' lives. They're promising stuff you can't even do. Plug Power. There we go. There's your website. March 10th. Oh, wow. Oh. Right here. Okay. The conference call is March 17th. They also had a webcast available here. Oh, today at 12 p.m. I missed it. Well, evidently it wasn't too good because the stock ain't doing shit. Mr. Andy Marsh. So let's click on this. Let's listen to this real quick. My name. Oh. Company, Hedge Street Capital. Day trading bulls. Registered. Flash.
All right, guys. We've got our.
This is Plug Talking right now. Let's listen to this real quick.
CEO of Plug Power, Andy Marsh. Take it away, Andy.
Good morning. Or good afternoon now. And I'm already on the right slide. So the fuel cell industry, it's been a battle. In over 15, 20 years, the company's become viable. And when you think about the industry, about 5 years ago, Plug made a unique decision. We were going to focus on one market, which had a value proposition for our customers. The market was putting fuel cells into forklift trucks. And there's a lot of forklift trucks in the world, over 6 million forklift trucks. What we found was that it wasn't enough for our customer ship to provide the fuel cells. To make the market happen, we had to not only provide the fuel cells, but a complete system solution for our customers. And that included the hydrogen infrastructure, hydrogen, as well as the aftermarket service. In the past year,
right now, this is Andy Marsh talking live at the Roth Conference. It was at 12 p.m. I'm listening to the playback. He's talking about 5 years ago. Let's talk about the present. We know where Plug came from 5 years ago to now. Let's talk about the future, Mr. Andy Marsh. Where's the future going to go in Plug Power? That's what all the traders and all the investors want to know.
In the coming year, the company will do over $100 million in revenue and will continue to grow 40 to 50% per year.
You just heard it. He is guaranteed over $100 million in revenue and he guaranteed to grow 40 to 50% per year. Write this down. Plug Power, Mr. Andy motherfucking Marsh. Guaranteed over $100 million in revenue. Before, he guaranteed $150, but he's lowered that guidance to $100 million in revenue, and he guaranteed every year to grow 40 to 50%. Write that down.
Customers like Walmart, Kroger, P&G, Mercedes, BMW. And when you look at the company and those customers, you know, people talk about the hydrogen economy and industrialization. Plug has over 6,000 units in the field with these customers. We do 90% of the hydrogen fueling that goes on in the United States today. I'm using 6 tons of hydrogen. GM is bragging to the world that their fuel cell cars have over 3 million miles on them. I sat down and calculated that and realized I put that many hours on a unit every day of the year.
Well, if your picture be the dictionary on a piece of...
Yeah.
Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control. Okay. Good afternoon, traders.
Sorry about that, guys. My podcast started playing back to me. Let's continue this conference right here. Now he's boasting that his company's bigger than the GM. This is where Andy gets in trouble. He starts to boast. Is he really... Should he really be a CEO of a company on the NASDAQ market? I don't think so. I think he belongs to the pink sheets. He boasts a lot. A lot of stupid stuff. A lot of stupid remarks. You're not bigger than GM, bro. Let's just put that down there. Let's paint the facts. You're not bigger than GM.
We have an impressive list of repeat customers. Kroger has placed with us in Compton, California, up the road, in Louisville, Kentucky, in Denver, Colorado, as well as their new distribution opening in Atlanta, Georgia. With Walmart far today, we have 6 sites, with P&G, 4 sites, with Cisco, 6-7 sites. We have repeat customers whose operations are dependent upon Plug Power's units working 99% of the time and hydrogen being available 99.99% of the time. We're the only, as I like to kind of take a step back, by the fuel cells, we have some backup power systems and other systems. Sit all day long. Our units put as many hours on a unit as a car will see in its lifetime while picking up 3 tons of energy. These are real applications used by large industrial 500 companies today. We also have market expansion opportunities. And last year, our move into hydrogen was the first of those. We put in place, and the company has gone through massive changes over the last year. Quite honestly, 2013 was how to survive. In 2014, we well capitalized the company. At the end of the third quarter, we had over $145 million on the balance sheet. Last year, booked over $150 million. We've changed our model, and we've changed up the management team in the past year. I've been around 6 years. For the last 15 months, we brought in a new COO. We brought in a new CFO. We brought in a new VP of hydrogen. We've put together a management team and a process structure that will allow this company to grow into a $500 million company in the next 4 to 5 years.
That's a crack of shit.
Growth still remains material handling. In the material handling industry, the potential is large. Our primary focus today is focused on North America. In North America, we see an available, servable, addressable market where we can sell our products in today, which are large manufacturers and large distribution centers of over $5 billion. By product enhancements, we can see that SAM growing over to $10 billion over the next 5 years. And we sell these customers, as I mentioned before, 3 items: hydrogen infrastructure and hydrogen fuel service and our fuel cell. Globally, we see this market as a $40 billion opportunity. In Europe, we have a joint venture with Air Liquide. Plug is in negotiations to take over majority control of that joint venture. There, we begin to have some initial market penetration with new customers like IKEA and old customers like Volkswagen, who we have in North America. To us, the real key is our introduction and what helped us grow this market was our Gen Key offering. And as I mentioned, Gen Key had been really trying to make the business sound simple, and it is.
All right, guys, that's enough of that crap. So, you would think the stock would actually perform really well on a conference like that. Have the faithful shareholders of Plug lost their edge? Do they believe in it anymore? I don't think they do. Because he has some good key marks in that conference, what I listened to so far. It's the first time I'm listening to you guys. He boasted a little on a couple things, like he always does. He's a puppet. But the key thing is right here, the stock didn't go too wild. It might have went up a little as the conference went along, but Are we talking big shares traded? It traded below the average volume. It opened up at 285. It went to 290. It's 288 right now. The conference didn't do shit. The conference did not help Plug whatsoever. Only close. They're like so far away. They're so close to 2 million shares traded. Their average is 400 million plus. So let's be honest here, guys. Nobody is buying what Andy is selling. It's just totally the shit is just coming out of his mouth. Their guidance last year was 150 million for the year. This year, they moved it down to 100 mil. I believe after the next conference call, after the earnings come out, I think they're going to lower their guidance even more. Let's look at this. FCEL in the same sector, begging the state of Connecticut to give them a loan for 10 mil. They're begging. What else 10 mil going to do? They're begging the state for money. We trade right now at $1.29. BLDP, same sector. For order to stay alive, they have to sell patents they own the Volkswagen just to get cash to stay alive. They trade around $2-ish a share. Today, they only have around close to 700,000 shares traded. Their average is 4 million. So people are not buying fuel cells anymore, guys. The fuel cell bubble is busted. It is done. Plugs bubble is busted. It is done. Conference in February, they stated, actually in January, I'm sorry guys, in January they stated they have brand new potential huge retail clients, and that made everybody go goo-goo gaga on the company. I did. I bought it too. I made money on it. I would have made more if it actually, the shit actually came out. They said who the clients were, but they didn't, because potential means it's not happening yet. Potential means in the future, maybe. It's also a ploy to get people to speculate and buy into the stock. Also very convenient that the CEO of Plug is now a board member of this company right here, GEVO, which trades at a lousy 20 cents a share in NASDAQ. They're going to reverse split or they're going to have to delist. So, you could come at me all you want, Plug supporters, you can't bash me. I've been a supporter for years, and I've been making money on it. I'm an advocate of this right now. I'm pissed off. I'm pissed off to the fact that Andy ain't doing shit to help his long-term shareholders, and his stock's in disarray. That's what I'm pissed about. So right now, it's 3:48. Market's about to close. We're going to check out CTIC. It's at 270 or 271 ask. Let's go to Gurn real quick. See how they're going. 410 or 411. I saw that 408, but I was listening to the conference. I wasn't really paying attention. Let's see what Plug's doing. 285 or 286. That is pathetic. After that great conference and those great words that Andy spoke, the stock is trading shit. Nobody believes a word he says anymore. I wouldn't. I think somebody who's a long-term shareholder who owns a boatload of shares, think we should start a proxy war. I'm going to come out with a poll this week. Should there be a proxy war in Plug? I wonder what you guys think about that. And then I'm going to take a short break. I'll be back before the close. All right, I am back in action. Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to blogtalkradio.com/Traders Network Live podcast power hour. All right. So, right now, we're looking at, strongly looking at the close on Plug. 285, 286. We're going to see where this close. It's about 9 minutes left in the market. For all you gamers out there, Heist is now available on GTA 5. I might be looking to play that little later on today. Got some more videos to make. Money never sleeps. I'm always on my grind. please, please subscribe to our webinar tomorrow night. The link is in the description. Join us, How to Short Stocks. I have three strategies that I use in my trading life. I have a day trading strategy, I have a scalping strategy, and I have shorting stocks. Pretty much, also I swing trade also. Most of my trades are swing trading, and I look to scalp big money runners. And I'll show you how to do that in the next webinar. The first webinar right here is shorting stocks. Also, a great book to buy by Robert Salone, Don't Blame the Shorts. This is a great book explaining the ethics on shorting stocks. See, a lot of people don't understand. A lot of people think you're shorting the stock, you're hurting the company. You're not hurting the company at all. They're just betting their stock is going to fall in price. That's all they're doing. The stocks go down more than they go up. They fluctuate, right? Without shorts, you wouldn't have any major breakout breakouts. Every breakout stock, it's a short squeeze. That's why it's breaking out high. When a stock goes from like 80 cents, it goes all the way up to 225, that's a short cover. 325, then I don't know where it's at $5. That's a short cover. The stock shoots up like a quick 85 cents. It's a short cover. That's how stocks break out. They provide liquidity. Without liquidity, you cannot trade. So pick up this book. You can order it on Amazon, or you can go down to Barnes & Noble. I bought this book years ago when I used to go to Borders on a daily basis. I was a huge fan of Borders. On a weekend, I would go up in there, sit in a nice Italian leather chair, sip on my latte from Seattle's Best, and read books. Fill your mind up with knowledge. Most traders now, they watch like documentary videos and stuff. I read books. I'm old-fashioned. Other awesome good books. Don't Blame the Shorts. The House of Cards. The Rise and Fall of Bear Stearns. The Last 74 Hours. That was a great documentary book. Loved it. Another great book, which is right here in my little bookshelf. A Beginner's Guide to Day Trading Online. It's a national bestseller. It's by Tony Turner. It's a great book. I picked it up years ago for $16. It pretty much shows some solid beginnings basics to how to day trade online. Another great book, The Art of War, Sun Tzu. That's a good book also. Because when you're trading, you need a strategy. You should make your strategy like a war strategy. Because you're attacking stocks when you get in and you get out. Always good to fill your mind up with knowledge. Reading is power. Jim Cramer's first book, A Street Addict. His documentary of his life, must read. Been a big fan of Jim Cramer. I look up to him. Good book to read. I'm actually be doing my first YouTube vlog video. I actually might do book reviews. Because I have a whole bunch of books. I have a bookshelf full of big books to read. I read all the time. I read the same book over and over. But I don't read the whole book. I just read, I skim a couple chapters. You should look at the book as your friend. You always want to hang out with your friends, right? So you can read a chapter a day. Go over the same chapter over and over again. Books are great. Again, Don't Blame the Shorts. It's by Robert Stallone. It's a good read. The market is about to close in 3 minutes. Checking out. Plug right here is still 285, 286. Going back to CTIC. I still have 1,000 shares. At 275, it is at 270, 271. I'm holding strong. I'm looking to scalp in the Gurn real quick. Want to see if I can get filled. About to place an order real quick. I'm looking to get below 4. I'm looking to sell either tomorrow after hours or tomorrow in the $4 range. So I'm looking around 390-ish, real quick. If some big buys can come in here, that can lower it down real quick. If I possibly a little small little flush right before the close, and I can get it. Hope you guys are having a great trading day and a good day overall. I'm having a real good day. Got a haircut, so I've got a little shave and a haircut. Looking fresh. Feel good. Students are making money. Dan Brown is on a roll. 2 successful trades. This is his first week trading ever. He's doing big things. Very proud of him. My star student, Dan. I have a lot of Dans in my room, by the way. A whole slew of Dan. My star student, Dan. He's going to have a big, big march. Real big march. New student, Kelly. All right, I'm back. That was our first disconnect for the day. So the software is getting better. Not complaining too much. Our brand new student, Kelly, who joined us after our last webinar last week, he's going to start going through the boot camp starting tomorrow night. And we're having 3 webinars this week. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night is going to be a podcast. So a lot of information, a lot of things going on. This Monday, we're looking to start our new students paper trading. All right, I'm back. The market is closed. Plug closed at 287. CTIC 271 Gurn. $4.10. Not a bad day, guys. Not a bad day at all. If you're looking to take your training to the next level, add me to Skype. I will get you into these webinars. Big update coming for Headstreet Trading. The plan prices are going to be changing. A lot more stuff coming. A live trading room is going to be made and uploaded to the site. So we're going to be leaving Skype pretty soon. For a more interactive trading room where I can actually share the screen. So everything could be live. So we could be in there while I do my podcast. So this is going to be more interactive. I just joined Ticker TV. I'm trying to get that set up so I actually can stream these podcasts over there also. A lot of stuff going on. Plan on buying a trading computer in a few days so I can do all this and not actually have this stuff crash on me. Because I'm just on a laptop HP. And my internet connection is through Frontier. Ticker symbol FTR. You know, we banked on him huge weeks ago. Now it trades at 729. The 52-week high is 840 range. They have a lot going on. They beat the street. I think in the next coming months, the stock's going to start to go higher. So, CTIC after hours, the 270. Plug after hours, 286. Gurn after hours, 411. There's 25 minutes left in the podcast. I'm looking to take callers now. If you want to call in, 646-649-0905. 646-649-0905. Want to ask me any questions at all, just call in. Or if you want to give a shout out. Doing a scan right now to make my watch list for tomorrow. Gonna have to wind in it because I don't see anything. Alright. Stock scanner. Price $1 to $8. All right, back in action. So, right now, we're looking at a scan right now. And GERN leads the way for today, up 11%, 11.48, with over 24 million plus shares traded, with total of 59,000 trades. That is bananas. That's straight up bananas. What's another stock? Okay, oh, this stock right here, part of our watch list. CYTX closed up 8.87%, 13 million plus shares traded. Right now, I'll see. Oh, OREX up 2.60%. BIOS down 15 plus percent. As I scroll down, I see some big percent gains, but the volume ain't too good. So I'm going to have to do a deeper scan. A deeper scan tonight. To find some good plays for tomorrow. Great question, Kelly. What scan do you do for your watch list? Well, I use equityfeed.com, which has the best data, level 2, and charts and scans for NASDAQ stocks. You can actually get a free trial, which I recommend. The free trial for 14 days. Sign up. I will send you to the link in our trading room. And you can test it out. I love it. Scans. I don't do these technical big-time scans. All I do is put the price I want and the max price. I hit run scan. And whatever shows up that meets my criteria, which you're going to learn a lot more about my criteria in the next couple webinars, where you're going to learn what I look to trade, look for everything. It's all going to come together, and you're going to get a better idea on what to trade. But I highly recommend you to get this free trial of equityfeed.com. I will send you the link right now. Here you go, sent. I just sent you the link there, Kelly. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. Appreciate it. Much love. All But back to Plug for a moment. Let's check out what they're doing right now. 287 now. 50 shares, not a big deal. 22,522 shares came in at 286. Right now, the bid's at 283. The ask is at 290. That's extremely widespread. You could run a train through that. Kelly, terms of volume. That's a good question. Terms of volume, pretty much, I look for it above average. I'll explain more to you in a few moments, but I pretty much above average. And I'll explain to you what that is in a few. After I'm off the air. Let's talk about SPY real quick. SPY is the S&P. Gonna have to bar chart for that. The equity feed don't have that because I only have the NASDAQ. The SPY is getting crushed. It was around 211 last week. Now it's at 205. We need this below 2. If this can go below 2, TVIX is going to go nuts. When I mean nuts, I mean this TVIX is going to run. That's going to go bananas. That's going to be on the watch list for tomorrow. TVIX. Right now, it's at 217, 218. If the S&P goes any lower than it is right now, it's going to pretty much up. This thing is going to take off. It pretty runs in volatility. If there's a lot of volatility in the market, downward volatility, this thing is going to take off. This can go from 280 to 320 in like 10 minutes. 100% day trade stock. You never want to own this. If you do, you have to hold it. Because it's so volatile. It can go hard real fast. And it can take your life away real quick. But the swings on this, once you really learn how to trade a market, the swings on this are going to be beautiful. Just think. Say 5,000 shares of TVIX at, say, 225. And literally, possibly a day later or like 25 minutes later, you're selling it at 325. Just think of the money. That is easy cheesecake right there. And I can 100% guarantee you that you'll make money on TVIX. 100% guarantee, because the market can never stay high forever. The market has to pull back eventually. When it pulls back, this is going to run hard. All right, so there's about 15 minutes left in the show. I'm going to break down a few things right here from my boy Kelly. He's asking, why is that, Kelly? What do you mean, why is that? Why is that to what? Right, because it shorts the market. So when the market, and it goes on volatility, downward volatility. There's a lot of volatility in the market that is going downward. It's going to run higher. It's pretty much like an ETF. It's like a bearish ETF, where it's filled with a bunch of stocks that are short as a group. So when the market goes down, it goes up. It's like when you're short a stock. When the price goes down, you make money. It's the same thing. So if we're having a bad, maybe a couple of bad days, a couple of bad weeks, this stock is going to go nuts. It looks very crappy when the market goes really well, though. We pretty much went on a bearish run the last 3 weeks. And TVX was at the 280 range for the longest time. It'll go from 280 to 350 to 360 in a day. But since we went on a really long bear run, this stock just pretty much went from like 280 all the way down to like one to dollar range. Now it's back up above two. It's starting to run again, as you can see. All we need is to go on a bear raid for 3 weeks. But if we went on a bull run, we're going to make so much money on TVIX. I'm waiting for confirmation. I'm waiting for $2.25. Once we hit $2.25, that's an indicator for me. I know we broke the bearish run, and we're going to go on a bull run on TVIX. That's when I'm going to buy 20,000 shares at $2.25. Once we break $2.25 and we hit $2.30, I'm looking to load up huge at $2.25. That's my indicator. And I will sell this around $3.20 and above. I'm going to make back what I lost and some. How do I arrive? Well, I like to buy stocks that are moving higher and sell higher. Right now, it's still, even though it's going higher, it's still in a really bearish trend. I wanted to break that bearish trend and go back above 220. It hit 225. If it could break 225, I'm going to load up huge. Has to break 225. Now, how does it get at 225? Well, the market has to pull back some more. All we need is a lot of downward volatility, and this can break 220 again easily. It goes on vicious spikes where it could run 30 cents higher from where it is right now. I love this stock. Oh, how did I decide that number? I like round numbers. I like to buy stocks 305, like 310. Well, I look for like 5%. I look for 5 cent gains and above. So if I buy at 325, I look to sell at 330. I always go 5 cents. So I use like pretty much, if I'm going to buy a stack of say the stock's trading at 210, I'm going to buy it at 215. I'm going to sell it above 220. I just like the number 5. If a stock's trading at 430, if I can get it at 425, I'm golden. So I know it can go back above 430. It's that 5 cent swing. So if I can get it at 425 and sell it at 435, that's 10 cents right there. That's an easy trade. I pretty much use a 5 cent indicator for where I can get either 5, the 10, or above. Because everybody looks to get humongous gains. You always can't get that. So if I can get 5 cents, I usually buy enough shares where I make a lot of money anyway, right? So pretty much if it moves up 2 cents, I'm already above my trading fees. And the rest is profit. So I'm going to teach you to understand to use the 5 cent indicator Hold on 1 second, my dog's going nuts. Alright, got my dog out of my room. My dog is a happy dog, let me tell you. He's a boxer, 5 years old. He still thinks he's one. But anyway, so I was saying, I use a 5 cent indicator in everything I buy. If it's at 230, I want it at 225. If it's at 250, I want it at 245. Never chase. Save the stocks going higher. If I want it cheaper, I will not buy at the higher price. I know I'll get my price. Right here, snippet of an easy strategy. When stocks get big buys, the price is going to drop a little because the order has to fill. He has to fill that gap. Because the market maker will fill the order at that price, but he's going to have to lower the price to actually fill the shares overall. So say we're at 327, and somebody just came in with a 30,000 share buy at 327. It might hit 327. Then some more buys might come in. Then the price is gonna drop. It's gonna probably drop down to like, say 331, 330. Then some panic sells are gonna come in. We're gonna get that flush where it goes from 337 down to like around say 227, 225. I'm gonna buy it at 225. Then the market makers are going to raise the prices up again where they belong. Then we're going to get that 7 to 10 cent gain. So never chase a stock. If you want it at 215, just because it's at 227, don't buy. You're always going to get that flush. When that flush happens, you get into it and you ride it back up. I call it my drop and pop strategy. It is 100% ironclad. I'm a really good reader of reading stocks when they decline in price. I can see the drop happening before it happens. As you can see in the room, I have other students just saying, well, it's really good support at this range right here. It's going to stay here. And 5 minutes later, I get the price that I want because I can see the drop is going to happen. When more shares come in, we have more big volume spikes, the price has to decline. Because a market maker has to really fill his orders. So the price is going to decline. You buy into that dip. Or I call it the drop. Or the flush. And you ride it back up. It's scalping. You're going to get easy 5, 7, 10 cent gains. Even 15 cent gains. Really easy. You can do this day in, day out, all day long, on high-volume stocks that have liquidity. See, now we're going back to that liquidity. There's so much to learn, and there's so little time to teach everything. That's why I do webinars every week. This week, I have jam-packed webinars. We're doing 3 of them. I tried to have one last night with a new service. I already got the name of the service because my free trial expired over at GoWebinar. So I wanted to test out the other service because they were cheaper. I wanted to see if they were just as good. I mean, I'll stick with these guys. The service was terrible. I think it was Big Marker, BigMarker.com. Just Google it. I'm sure it will show up. Let me tell you, when I shared my screen, my microphone wouldn't work. It would come in all gargled. And then when I went to share my screen, I came in fine. So their software wasn't capable of doing more than one thing. So today, I made the executive decision. Went back to GoWebinar. Paid for a prescription. Now I'm a member. Now pretty much the webinars will come in clear and crisp like they have been at the beginning. And we're starting tomorrow night, 8 p.m. How to short stocks. We'll go over that strategy. Then we'll have a bunch of questions. And then Thursday, we're having an introduction to what is Head Street Trading, going over my scalp trading strategy. Then Friday, we're going over swing trading and my day trading strategy and questions and a walkthrough and everything. So there's a lot going on. If you want to join this boot camp, just add me to Skype, Short Pinks. I will get you in. These webinars, you can test them out. If you like what you're, if you like what I'm saying, if you like what I'm, you like what you're hearing in these webinars, join me. HeadStreetTrading.com is going through a makeover, new prices, much more dedication to the website. Going to be blogging again, so we'll be writing again. So much. We're having an interactive trading room on the website. We're leaving Skype. So I'm going to be able to share my screen live in the trading room. And you can hear me here on blogtalkradio.com. So much more. We're going to be streaming live over on Ticker TV. Getting a brand new trading computer capable of running all this. So it's going to be big time things in the weeks to come in Head Street Trading. So stay with me. There's 90 seconds in the show. I'm pumped up. I love what I do. I love teaching. I love helping others. And we have a strong community here at Head Street Trading where traders are changing their lives. They're leaving their jobs and becoming successful traders. Kelly, if you missed a webinar, yes, every webinar actually will be recorded because I'm making it into a DVD series. So every webinar from now on is going to be recorded. I'm going to make it into a DVD series where I'm going to sell DVDs. So I'm trying to get max profit in everything I do. And no, I'm not trying to be like Tim Sykes. All right, there's 17 seconds left in there. Let me just say thank you all you guys who tuned in and checked out blogtalkradio.com, Traders Network Live Podcast. It's been a pleasure. Great job, Dan Brown Banking. As always, at the Trading Gods be with you. Peace.